Hey, crew. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Dakota Jean, your host, and this is the Social Media Manager podcast. Thanks to Carla Casacala. Oh man, I'm so bad at names. I hope I'm saying your name at least close to right. Thank you, Carla, on Instagram for today's episode topic, which will explore how to charge clients for your work and determining your personal worth. But first, as promised, I wanted to explain my music choice for this podcast because it seems to be a fun topic going around. I was told that my voice is soothing, and I think I've mentioned this before, but that totally baffles my mind. Like, I thought my voice was pretty annoying, and I'm sure it is for some people, but because of my supposed soothing voice, it might seem weird that I have some crazy loud rock music to start and end my episodes. Let me explain. I am a ridiculous, huge fan of pop punk, punk rock, ska, and of course, I also like, you know, indie rock and classic rock. I like a bunch of different music, honestly. I love jazz. And anyway, but I wanted to have some music that represented me, you know, since this is my podcast. Starting a podcast when you don't know shit about podcasting is so weird. Like, I had to do a lot of research on everything, including how I can use music. I wanted to use a song like Superman from Goldfinger, but it turns out that it's totally illegal to just use a song that you want to use. Unless you have like thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend on your podcast song, then you are left with finding one for free or cheaper from unknown artists. I happened to find this song that you hear on every episode for $17. I loved it so much. I thought it represented me pretty perfectly. Does it represent the podcast? I mean, not really. But since I'm hosting this thing, you're just going to have to deal with it. Thank you guys for being understanding. I want to know, by the way, do you like the music? I'm kind of curious. Shoot me a DM on Insta and let me know. Okay. Onward to the topic. Let's talk about the dollar bills and your worth. When you work for a corporate job, they determine your worth by setting a budget for your position and giving you an offer based on your resume. This is very comfortable for a lot of people because you know exactly how much money is coming into your bank account every payday. When you freelance or own your own business, that exact income isn't always the same. It's not ever really consistent, and it might not even be guaranteed. You have to not only be competitive with your pricing, you also have to make sure you're charging enough to live in this capitalist society we call home. So I'll just tell you what I do when it comes to charging and invoicing, and hopefully this will be helpful for you as you're building out your business or if you need help determining what to charge. When I first started the Social Media Manager, I already had quite a bit of experience freelancing and offering services. So I knew I had to have only a few services so that what I was offering was clear. I wanted to make sure that when a client went to my website, they would look at my services and know exactly what they should purchase based on what they needed. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not totally successful with that. So like I have four services. One is for social media managers or aspiring social media managers to have a one-on-one consulting call with me. That one is pretty clear on what client I'm targeting for that. A business owner who needs help with their social wouldn't choose that service because they don't want to be a social media manager. I also have a service that is social media management. This service is specifically for anyone or business that doesn't have time to manage their social and wants me to do it. Where it gets confusing for some people is I offer two more services that are kind of similar. One is consulting, where you may want to manage your social, but you need some guidance and help getting started. So that's like a one-on-one call with me, and we walk through your social or launch plans and build out a strategy together. The next service is a social media guide. This is not a one-on-one with me. Instead, it's a PDF that I would send to you that is packed with some great ideas to grow your social, a specific feed layout plan, and so much more. So that is really useful for people who like to have something more tangible and maybe doesn't like to talk to people over Zoom or is on a budget. So the PDF is cheaper because it's a template that I created, so I can go in and tailor it specifically for your business. Consulting is more expensive because you get a full hour with me and we strategize together. It's more of like a coaching call, but with specific calls to action and empowerment to lead your own journey. Okay, so that is my roundabout way of saying don't offer too many services and keep your services clear and at different price points depending on the budget of your client. For example, the social media manager call is significantly less than the consulting call, even though they are the same length of time and a one-on-one with me, but they are two different audiences targeting different levels of coaching. Okay, so how did I determine the price of my services? This is such a good question. And to be completely honest, I feel like I'm just now starting to get a grasp on the right price. I started out way too cheap, so I was getting burnt out and was struggling to pay my bills. This is not okay. I needed to take a step back and actually look at the numbers. What money goes out every month for my car, my insurance, my rent, my student debt payments, my credit card payments, my food expenses, my phone, etc. I add all of that up and come up with a number. And honestly, once you see how much you actually spend, it can be baffling. So be gentle with yourself, especially if you're new to budgeting. I want to preface what I'm about to say with I am not an accountant or a trained finance person, so take what I'm going to say with a grain of salt. I'm just going to give you advice based on my own experiences. Okay, so once you know the number of all of your expenses, you should times that number by 3. That, in my opinion, is the number that you need to be making in order to survive in today's economy while also being able to survive in tomorrow's economy. Example, say your rent is $1,500 and your debt is $500 and your phone is $100 and all of your other expenses is $500 a month. That's $2,600, which means you should be making about $7,800 a month in order to be in a stable place in your life and have enough money to put away for savings for your future. And not to mention, like, some money needs to go out for your business as well. So you need to make sure that you have enough money to pay for the things that you need for your business, like a computer or an employee. You also have to think like how men in finance think, which is make sure you're making enough so that if shit goes down in 3 months and all of a sudden you have no clients or maybe you have less clients, then at least you have a buffer and aren't left high and dry. Okay, so now that you have your expenses written down, you times that number by 3, and that is about how much you should be charging for your services. Now you can go slightly higher or lower based on your true experience and what you're doing. So for example, a person who has been managing social media accounts for 8 years versus someone who has been managing them for 8 months probably shouldn't charge the same amount. So go and look at what others in your field are charging and go up and down from there when you're comparing your backgrounds. If you don't know how much people are charging, guess what? People are willing, more often than not, to share information like that because most people are good and want to see others succeed. So just go ahead and ask. The worst they can do is ignore your question. And then you can ask some others. I also highly recommend you join some Facebook groups and Slack channels that are geared in your profession. People want to help you, and you can offer things to these groups that no one else can. So go ahead and share what you know as well. I've asked a ton of social media managers what they charge, and this honestly changed my view on things. So charge what you need to charge in order to survive and not get burnt out. Okay, next. I need to talk to you about your worth. Sure, you can run numbers all day long, but sometimes that doesn't match up with your self-worth. Remember at the beginning of this episode when I was talking about how a company determines your worth with the offer that they give you? Well, now that you work for yourself, you have to replace that role and give yourself an offer. What is your worth? What does it take for you to get out of bed and bust ass all day at what you do? Does it take $7,800 a month? Does it take $10,000 a month? Maybe you're just doing a side hustle. What is your time worth outside of your main hustle? Pick a number and stick with it at first. And if I can give even more unsolicited advice, it's that you're worth a hell of a lot more than you're probably willing to acknowledge. This is your life. This is your passion. This is your mother effing gig 40 plus hours a week. You hardly have any alone time or time with family or time to go out. So what is that all worth to you? Don't be afraid to charge your worth. And maybe more importantly, don't be afraid of what your worth is. Choose that number. Start charging that number and see what happens. If the customers are there and you show them why they need to hire you, they will pay. Give yourself permission to be confident. Give yourself permission to be worth every damn penny you believe you deserve. This life doesn't grant us enough time to play around. We gotta take what we need and we gotta grab it hard, because if this life has taught me anything, it's that most things are fleeting. Do not short sell yourself. No one has time for that shit. Let me talk specifically about social media management and what I charge. My services start at $7.99 a month per client. $7.99 includes a social strategy, a monthly strategy call, a social calendar that includes a feed layout prior to posting, a game plan to acquire new followers, and a game plan to keep the current audience engaged and happy. And this is all on one platform. If the client has multiple platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and a TikTok, that's three platforms and the price goes up. Let's say I need to create more content than just occasional stories or editing videos that they take. Say they need me to create the content and act as a graphic designer and a videographer and photographer. The price goes up. I charge not only for my time, and believe me, my time is precious to me, but I also charge for my expertise. I charge my worth. It's worth it to me to not have a client than to bust my ass for a few $100 a month. My worth is a combination of my time, my expertise, and literally what it is worth to me to work as a social media manager and not just be a barista on some warm island somewhere and just live my days by the beach and make coffee to pay for rent. Because man, that life sounds pretty good to me. So I gotta charge enough money to stay in Tempe, Arizona, where all my friends and family are, but with no beach and no simplicity. When I graduated college, and you'll know this if you listen to the first episode of this podcast, I went to New York City and interned for 7 months unpaid. I literally sold my car, sold everything I had except my guitars and amp, you know, just in case I ever decided to be a successful musician. And I was able to live in the most expensive city in America for 7 months unpaid. I was starving. I was miserable. And you know what? Even though that was one of the best experiences in my life and would pave the road for my career, I never, ever want to be in that situation again. Recently, I got a phone call from one of the most amazing ladies I know. Her name is Morgan Lulu. Look her up on Instagram at Morgan Lulu, L-U-L-U, underscore hypnosis. I'll link that in the show notes as well. She is an entrepreneur like myself. She browsed my website a few months ago and called me to tell me that I wasn't charging enough. I was like, well, I'm trying to get more clients, or I don't want to scare anyone away. And she was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, your experience isn't matching your pricing. And she was right. I was short-selling myself. I was lacking in my confidence. Why on earth would I do that to myself? I have no time for that. And I'm here to tell you, dear listener, that you don't have time for that shiz either. Get yourself together, look in the mirror, and say, bitch, you're worth it. Or something along those lines. Or do what Mel Robbins says to do and look in the mirror and high-five it. It feels good to be your own cheerleader, and you should start doing more things that make you feel good, okay? You are worth it. You're worth everything. Don't forget that. Next week, I speak with a marketing agency owner, Melissa Molini, who is growing her business that provides not only social media management, but also email marketing and more. She is a rad boss babe, and I know you'll love hearing about what she has to say about being a small business owner. Thank you all so much, as always, for being with me on this journey as the social media manager, and I can't wait to see you all next week. Go figure out your worth and let me know how it's going. If you have specific questions, go ahead and ask me. I got you. I'm here for you. See you next week, crew.